the time.
SACL CAI toll free line for you to bring up anything you want. Once again, it's 855-453. And joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
We invite you over to our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free. Got a webcam. You can go watch and listen and interact because the chat room is built into the same page over at cam.freetalklive.com. cam.freetalklive.com. It's all free, and Free Talk Live is brought to you free, thanks to folks like SACL CAI.
Yep, SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivables for other companies. They do collections, early out billing, they purchase charged off receivables. You can contact SACL CAI, find out more about them on their new website by clicking through the banner at freetalklive.com. It's top on the right hand side of the page. It's SACL CAI. Remember to do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
All right, so we're going to continue here with you and your calls. Also, Vermin Supreme will be doing more audio from Vermin Supreme here from the lesser candidates debate. But first, Ty is on the line in Tennessee on the AMP line. Say, Ty.
Hey, I just by chance happened to call in on the call-in lines, the listen lines, and caught the Shire Choir being arrested by Dick Foot.
Huh?
Or harassed by Dick Foot, is that right?
Oh, yeah, Richard Foot.
Like, if I wanted to find out about this, that I go to freekeen.com and search for Dick Foot.
Yeah,
Weird pictures came into my head over that, you know?
Right,
just,
we weren't, no one was arrested by Dick Foot, Richard Foot, the sheriff of Cheshire County, on the day in question. But he did threaten us with arrest for standing in a parking lot and singing and asking the bureaucrats questions on video camera, which should all be constitutionally, you know, acceptable because, well, you're in a public place and you supposedly have the right to assemble and the right to free speech and the right to free press, but that's all just a big joke. Because nobody has those rights, and you find out that you don't have them when you try exercising them, and then they threaten you with violence.
Yeah, it sounded like some legendary creature from the woods or something, you know. And I just couldn't stop laughing when I heard you say that. If I wanted to find out more information, to go to freekeen.com and search for Dick Foot.
That'll find it.
I'm glad you were amused by it. Anything else you want to share tonight, Ty? I guess he said a no. I guess he's gone. Thanks, Ty. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, yes, we're going to have more to talk about as far as local, the activism that is going on here with some of the Free State Project participants. As you know, we all moved here as part of the Free State Project to get more active, to achieve liberty in our lifetimes, hopefully, and to get together with other like-minded people. So there have been all kinds of interesting things happening over the last week or two because of these presidential candidates coming to town, giving us an opportunity to go and sing, for instance, the Shire Choir carols, which you can download over at tools.freekeen.com, so you can see what we're singing. We've been threatened left and right. I mean, basically in the last 2 weeks, I've learned that free speech is disorderly conduct, that singing is harassing, and that freedom of assembly is trespassing. These are the things that I have been threatened with for engaging in those particular behaviors over just the last 2 weeks alone. And, of course, there's nothing that I can do about it, right? What am I going to do, hire a lawyer and file some sort of lawsuit against them in order for it to be thrown out of the courts? I mean, I've yet to see that the government's system in any way can hold itself accountable. So, basically, they just get to go run roughshod over top of everybody's rights and or anyone's rights who attempts to exercise them. And, you know, it's just the whole Constitution's a joke to them. It's nothing more than window dressing to make people believe that they're actually free. Not only that, our co-host Derek J. from Tuesday nights, we'll talk more with him tomorrow about what happened over the weekend at the Huntsman event here in town, but he's been denied his so-called right to carry a firearm. And it's supposedly what they call shall issue here in New Hampshire, which means you're supposed to go, ask for it, and they give it to you, unless, like, you're some crazed nutball. And basically they're trying to say that because he was arrested with a bull pack's worth of marijuana over the summertime, that therefore he can't carry a firearm. As though someone who smokes pot is completely drug-addled and out of their mind and can't possibly be trusted.
But apparently you can go out in the woods and drink all you want and shoot deer.
And carry a firearm.
Oh, well, yes, that's how you shoot things.
And do it legally, yeah. So, you know, the whole thing is just a huge joke. And that's why I support Vermin Supreme for president. We're going to get back here to some more audio from his appearance at the Lesser Candidates debate. If you're just tuning in, you can find it just YouTube Vermin Supreme 2012. It probably will be one of the first things that comes up. It was posted on January 7th over at YouTube by Mox News, and it's essentially a compilation of his appearance at the Lesser Known Candidates Forum in New Hampshire at St. Anselm College. He just finished introducing himself and talking about his mandatory dental care policies and making all kinds of punny jokes along the way, and all the while delivering in a very deadpan, serious manner.
It's really funny.
And I'll just jump it back a few seconds to give you just a recap of what he said here toward the end of it.
Thing your little electorate heart desires.
He said he'll give you anything your little.
Yes, I'm a politician. I will promise you anything your little electorate heart desires because you are my constituents. You are the informed voting public, and because I have no intention of keeping any promise that I make. Vote early, vote often. Remember, a vote for Vermin Supreme is a vote completely thrown away. I would like to take this moment to acknowledge my mother, who is in the audience here today. Please stand up, mother. Please stand up. If you can stand up, please stand up. She's going to try and stand up so you can acknowledge her. This is my mother. There we go. And 5 years ago this April, I gave her a kidney. My challenge to you people, everybody on the stage and everybody in the audience, give up a kidney.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Supreme. Thank you.
And he's now standing up at this table. He was pointing at his kidney earlier, but now he actually has his hand to his head in kind of a military-style salute and is rotating his torso at approximately 180 degrees back and forth to the audience. And again, this man is appearing with a boot on his head, just to give you a rundown of Vermin Supreme. He's got outrageous clothing, an outrageous beard, and is wearing a boot on the top of his head. And this is what he does wherever he goes. He's got that boot on. I don't know how he keeps it there.
No, it's kind of it's rubbery.
It is rubbery. Maybe it's just a real tight fit. We continue here with
the right size. It's terribly uncomfortable.
It does.
You don't just take any size boot and stick it on your head. I mean, you have to get the right size.
Right, but this is a humongous boot.
He goes into the shoe store.
Starts
trying on the boots. Salesperson comes over, like, hey, do you need any help? Like, I'm looking for the right size boot for my head.
Alone would be funny video.
It's a very funny mental image.
So, more with Vermin here.
The next two-minute opening, Mr. Randall Terry. Sir, you have 2 minutes from Ambassador.
Randall Terry, remember that name, because it's going to come back.
Mr. Supreme, welcome back.
Thank you, sir.
Like some of the other candidates, including former Governor Romney, this is not your, shall we say, first rodeo.
Let us say that.
This is not the first time you have run for president in
Correct.
The New Hampshire primary. President Romney has been accused, and I'm not taking a position one way or the other, of taking different positions on different issues. I'm asking you right now, do you still stand by your pledge made in 2008 to provide a pony for every American?
Yes, I do, sir. Free ponies for all Americans, one of the overlooked issues in America today. My free pony platform is, of course, a jobs creation program. It will create lots and lots of jobs. Once we switch over to a pony-based economy, we'll also lower our dependence on foreign oil. We'll also be able to turn all that pony poop into methane gas and wonderful compost, so we'll be able to up our soil that is being depleted by agrochemicals, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And, of course, the important thing to realize is that it is a federal pony identification program where you will need your pony with you at all times. Thank you very much.
So he's not done yet. We'll get to some more of Vermin Supreme.
I don't think he gets done.
The 2012, it's only a 5-minute video. It's the 2012 Lesser Known Candidates Debate. And again, you can go to his website, vermin supreme.com. We're trying to book him for an interview. He's a popular guy, though, so whether or not we'll be able to is another question. Hopefully we'll be able to get Vermin Supreme, because we certainly can't get Ron Paul, apparently. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Somebody's put us on a blacklist for some reason. 1-855-450-FREE.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea. The Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschommel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally C. Why Ally C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally C. For more information and to order Ally C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally C today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live toll-free number for you, 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
All right, 855-450-FREE is our number. Also, want to let you know about the crypto exchange.
Right, crypto exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell your bitcoins. If you don't know what Bitcoin is, go check out weusecoins.org. There's a video there explaining bitcoins. They're an anonymous, largely anonymous form of digital currency, and they're like internet cash. There's no fees for using them, and you can use them online. And actually, you can use them in real life, too. They're very interesting. If you're totally clueless about the Bitcoin currency, they've got 24-hour customer service there at Crypto Exchange, and they've actually been helping me. You can, they make it easy for you. Click on the live support link at the top of the page. You can get to Crypto Exchange basically through bitcoin.freetalklive.com. There's a banner there, and it's the easiest way to do it. bitcoin.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we will, of course, take your calls about anything, but right now we're talking about Vermin Supreme, and he is running for president in the year 2012. He's currently qualified on the ballot in New Hampshire. I'm not sure upon how many other states' ballots he is qualified. He may just simply be in New Hampshire, and that is all, because in a lot of places it's pretty tough to get on a ballot. You pointed out, Mark, that it costs $1,000 to get on a ballot here, and I can tell you that in a lot of places, you're probably going to spend a whole bunch more than $1,000 just trying to get the signatures necessary to get on a ballot. So it's usually a pretty significant thing. In fact, as I understand it, is it South Carolina? There's some state where Newt Gingrich apparently didn't make it. So, like,
Virginia.
Is it Virginia?
I think so.
Right, so like, there's at least one state out there, maybe more than one, where some of these big-name presidential candidates blew it. They couldn't even jump through the hoops that were put up for them to get on the ballot. And it may be because, you know, they had so many signatures that they needed to get, and they thought they had it, but then the state disqualified a bunch of them, and maybe it was shenanigans, maybe it wasn't, who knows what the real story is. But there's, whether it's Virginia or more than one state, there are going to be some races here where essentially, I believe the Virginia one is where it's going to be Ron Paul and Mitt Romney on the ballot.
Well, they're trying to get other candidates on the ballot there, and I don't know what the legality is.
It's too late. I mean, the ballot's decided.
You act like these people don't do what they want.
Well, it's true. They do what they want. You're right about that. And if it turns out that the election office is in favor of Mitt Romney, then they're not going to want to add the other candidate.
I wonder if one of the other candidates wins in that election. It would seem like the candidates would go after Virginia legally and pwn them. You know what I mean?
Well, no. I mean, the election rules are the election rules. I mean, if you don't make it.
Okay.
There's no winning on that.
So if the Virginia lets other candidates on, specifically Newt Gingrich and Rick Perry or whomever, Santorum, whomever.
You mean,
and
after they didn't make qualification, they let them on anyway?
They win a single delegate, then I would think that the Romney and Paul campaigns would sue them.
You might be right about that. But in the case of Vermin Supreme, he is on the ballot with over a dozen other people. The Democratic ballot, by the way. So since I can't vote Republican due to not being able to re-register in time, I can vote for Vermin. We're going to continue here with some audio from his appearance at the Lesser Known Presidential Candidates Forum. He's been talking about his mandatory dental policies with dental re-education camps, dental squads that will come in, perhaps kick in people's doors and, force them into...
He was pretty much promising that.
Yeah, dental education camps.
But then he said that he doesn't keep his promises.
That's true. You can't count on him to keep any of his promises, so he'll promise you absolutely anything. And in addition, he is promising a pony for every American, so he was talking more about the pony program. So let's continue here with Vermin Supreme from the forum.
Thank you, Mr. Supreme. Thank you, Mr. Green. Beth, your next question is for Mr. Supreme.
Mr. Supreme, I wanted to follow up on Ambassador Shoemaker's question.
Yes.
Regarding the ponies.
When she says his name, he waves at her. Puts his hand up and waves.
Yes.
Is that the only government entitlement program that you support? What other entitlement programs are you for?
Just that one.
That's enough. But I was in the vein of energy production, I'd also like to address my harnessing the awesome power of zombies for energy sources. It's not just to run away from anymore. No, we have giant turbines that we're working on, and we will have lots of zombies, and we'll just sort of dangle brains in front of them, and then they will turn the giant turbines, creating energy to lessen the dependence on foreign oil in America here today. Thank you.
Thank you. Certainly original.
Thank you.
We know what else is
Mr. Supreme, your 30-second closing statement, please.
All right, so here you have it. He gets out a little device, starts to play this.
My name is Vermin. My name is Vermin. Vermin Supreme. My name is Vermin. My name is Vermin. My name is Vermin. Vermin. Vermin Supreme. And you can vote. And you can vote. And you can vote for me for president if you want to. And my name is Vermin. And okay. Thanks very much for coming out today. Oh, one more thing. Jesus told me to make Randall Terry gay with that. Sprinkled up.
And this is where he gets out the glitter.
Mr. Supreme.
Thank you.
All right.
He's turning gay.
All right. Mr. O'Donnell, please take us out of this with 30 seconds.
All right. So he gets up, and Randall Terry is sitting next to him, whoever Randall Terry is, and he, you know, has got a bunch of glitter in his pockets and just reaches in and just starts literally dousing him with glitter. Now, you know, one could say this is a violation of the non-aggression principle that, you know, if someone didn't want to be doused in glitter, it's probably not appropriate to douse them in glitter, but it's a politician. Who really cares? So, there you have it. Vermin Supreme.
I only support politicians from here on out that douse in glitter.
So you're not going to vote for Ron Paul then?
No. I was going to say I think I have to vote for Ron Paul because of we were talking about the rules about when you can vote, but I think I'm undeclared, so I think I can vote for Ron Paul.
In New Hampshire, if you are undeclared, this is something that they didn't have in Florida. If you're undeclared in New Hampshire, you can walk into a voting location, declare yourself as whatever party you would like. So tomorrow, if you are undeclared, you can walk in, say, I'm going to be a Republican today, and they will give you the Republican ballot. You can vote for Ron Paul and turn the ballot in. And then when you leave, you can go and undeclare yourself again. But if you don't undeclare yourself again, you'll permanently be a Republican. So you always have to remember to go back and re-undeclare yourself, because then you might find yourself in a situation like I did, where I had declared myself as a Democrat once upon a time because I wanted to go to a Democrat meeting, and you know, I thought they were checking at the door who was a Democrat, so I figured I'd be a Democrat for that purpose.
See how that worked out for you?
Well, yeah, I mean, I regret it now, but ultimately, my one vote is likely not going to tip the scales for Ron Paul in any way, shape, or form. And
certainly, advocating for other people going to vote is a bigger deal when you're on the radio.
Right, and I'm advocating for Ron Paul, so Ron Paul, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. He did a decent job in the debates over the weekend as well. 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Still to come, activists sentenced to jail. More coming up.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and the features are totally free. In fact, the features include the bulletin board system. You can go and get interactive over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. That's where listeners go to interact. One of the places they go on our website to interact. And you can also find our show notes over there, by the way. There's a sub-forum where if you hear us talking about a particular news item, for instance, you can go there and the link will be there for you. Now, of course, the whole Free Talk Live website is about show prep, but that's more about the stuff that, you know, that is suggested to be on the show. The show prep on the BBS is what we've actually put on the show. So if you want to suggest show prep for Free Talk Live, you can go to freetalklive.com and submit show prep there and put whatever link you want to whatever on the internet. So whether it's a Vermin Supreme video, something funny or fun, or something downright serious, you can submit it to freetalklive.com, and then other listeners can vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestion.
The Vermin Supreme videos were actually on freetalklive.com.
Were they? I didn't even realize that. That's good to know. Because I didn't have a chance to check it before the show. We're just loaded up with stuff to do today, going out to Manchester for the Radio Row, where they had all these talk show hosts schmoozing it with the politicians. And, of course, we were there, and one of the guys asked me, that we were sitting with, asked me, you know, who were we wanting to interview or whatever. It was kind of just asked, you know, a little small talk there at the table that we were sitting at. And I was like, yeah, we're not really going to interview anybody. I don't want to talk to these politicians. I don't like talking to politicians. Our purpose there was basically to hope that we got an interview or two, like that we were interviewed.
Yeah, and that happened. Speaking to this guy, I mean, he was going off the list of the people that he interviewed, and he was very excited about names.
Oh, the young man that we were sitting with?
Very excited about names, as he should be. You know, I mean, he's trying to break into the industry or whatever, but it's just, you know. Whatever.
Yeah. Let's continue here with you and your thoughts. Barry is in Grand Rapids, Minnesota, listening to WNMT. Barry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good to talk to you again.
Hey, what's on your mind, Barry?
I haven't heard a lot about it yet. And just maybe what somebody told me earlier and then what you guys just covered about it, the Berman Supreme candidacy. I wonder, and maybe I'm missing something, but I wonder what the positive is or what even the point is of covering it, because it seems like such a hopeless distraction. Is there something
comedy,
in that story?
It's
comedy? Is that all? Because, I'll accept that. I'm saying I just don't. I see the comedy, but in terms of, you know, where the country's at in the election and all this, I don't know. I just wondered. I wondered if there was something positive in it. But, you know, you guys did say,
The positive was that he made me laugh, and Julia,
also,
you enjoyed him, and Mark, you enjoyed him.
He shows how sort of ludicrous the whole thing is, you know, with his shtick on saying that I'm a politician and I'm lying to you right now,
I want to control your life. I know how best how you should live, things like that.
And it sort of speaks to how everybody really knows that that's what politicians are largely doing. You know, I agree with you that certainly there are bigger issues to be had, but Free Talk Live isn't really that big issue show anyway.
We talk about some important issues on this program, but not everything has to be serious.
But we're not the issue of the day. We don't watch CNN and say, oh, well, this is what they're talking about.
Right.
Let's talk about that.
I couldn't even tell you what was in the news today. Is there anything important that happened? Let me know, Barry.
Oh, no, and I wasn't trying to say that as a slam on you or anybody. I'll probably have to cover it later. But I was just kind of wondering, you know, if there was even that in it. And, yeah, he's showing the absurdity of things, I suppose, and then maybe there's a positive in that. But he is going to waste, you know, overall hundreds of hours on, you know, hundreds of radio stations and all our shows making us talk about that. I don't know, just something to think about. But, you know, he said he's running as a Democrat. He's running as a Democrat. So in that case, it's probably an improvement in their case.
Well, actually, Berman Supreme ran as a Republican in 2008, and this time he is running as a Democrat. And he's not making anyone talk about him. In fact, he's probably largely ignored for the most part. Odds are good you're not going to hear much about Berman Supreme on any other talk show out there. And, it's fun. He's satirical. And that's why, I mean, I like The Onion, too. We'll talk sometimes on this program, we'll share an Onion piece. Are you familiar with The Onion?
Oh, yeah, I have to go around debunking a lot of Onion stories that people think are real. So, yeah,
that's
well familiar with it.
But do you consider your time wasted when you read an Onion article?
No, I don't. I don't. And that's not at all what I'm saying in this case, except for that it is something to consider that a lot of times when we're digging through the news and we're getting stuff ready, there's only so many spaces on every news website. And it seems like sometimes they do their best to fill them with as many of those kinds of things as they can, you know, and there ends up being like three stories that are nitty gritty, anything in it at all. And like, you know, two of them you already knew about from the day before by looking at other sources. And so, you know, one real story every day from each of these news sources. I just think that, that on some level we have to be conscious of these things and how we cover and what we cover. And
so
you guys are aware of that. And you had already moved off of it. So.
Well, I get your critique regarding news. I mean, certainly it's got some serious issues. And we were actually talking about this with Kate Delaney from America Tonight. She's the one host that bothered to give us some time today, very graciously. And we were talking about that with her where, you know, these politicians, they're protected by the news agencies. The news agencies don't want to really hold their feet to the fire. They don't want to really ask any tough questions, because if you ask too many tough questions, if you are too, you know, trying to hold them accountable, then they'll basically cut you off. You won't get any press releases. You won't get any airtime. You won't get any attention.
The government's so ubiquitous, it practically is the news. So
they'll take press releases and just put their headline on them and re-release them. You've got some really legitimate critiques about the news process and all that, and I think you're right on there. But on the other hand, Free Talk Live isn't a news show. It's a it's an opinion show. It's an issues-based show. And satire is a good way to communicate to folks, I mean, to certain folks.
Please agree with that.
Yeah, right. So I just wanted
it sounded like you
had a mixed message, though. But go ahead.
I was trying to make you make the point about why someone like him would do that and why we would look at it. Not that there wasn't any value in doing it. I knew it was in there somewhere. I just didn't know enough about the story. And I thought, yeah, and you guys did explain that. But as far as the media goes, yeah, you're totally right about what you say about they'll cut you off. And at the bigger level, if you get up to like networks and stuff, it's even worse because the government itself will cut you off as far as no money for the next stimulus for your network. So they're not exactly competing units. These are the same team.
Sadly, you know.
Yep, no doubt about it.
The founding fathers really tried.
And so anybody out there who's willing to point fun and to make fun of the system, to laugh at them and to lampoon them, I support it. I think we need more Vermin Supremes. I think we need and one of the things he didn't say in that clip was the reason why he calls himself Vermin Supreme. This is one of his taglines where he'll say something to the effect of, I believe all politicians are vermin and I am the Vermin Supreme. And that's why I am the right politician for the, you know, this time in history or something like that. And so I fully support political theater. I think it's great to make fun of the state. I think it's great to poke fun at their processes and the things that they do. I mean, they're a violent, dangerous organization, and they want to be taken seriously. And they do some seriously wrong things, like they just threw a friend of mine in jail for 180 days today, Wes Gilreath out in Manchester, and Adamo Freeman is also in jail as well for chalking. So they do some pretty outrageous things, but of course, at the same time, they also show themselves. They tip their hand, show the violence inherent in the system. But if you get too serious about it, it'll drive you insane. If you take them too seriously, you will be so frustrated by their constant aggression that it's really important to take it lightly as much as possible and to have as much fun with their system as possible, in my opinion, because few things irritate them more than people just not taking them seriously. Barry, thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. And, of course, Vermin Supreme gets on the ballot, but they won't let me on the ballot when I ran as Ian Nobody. We're coming up here. 855-450-FREE.
I have this dizzy feeling every time I get out of bed, like spinning. I don't know why. It's awful.
I get dizzy when I read or work on the computer.
I get lightheaded walking down a hall or aisle.
Or unsteady on my feet.
I lose my balance and get a little motion sick.
It's like vertigo. That dizzy feeling in a car, train, or airplane.
It's awful. An inner ear problem.
Most likely your vestibular system.
Now there's Zyvestra.
An amazing, fast-acting
dual-action tabs and targeted cream you rub behind your ear.
Behind your ear.
It works in an advanced homeopathic way to relieve dizziness.
It relieves that vertigo feeling.
That dizzy feeling, gone.
Zyvestra is amazing. No more suffering from dizziness and queasiness.
Wake up with better balance.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Zyvestra. Call 1-800-304-1684. 800-304-1684. Stop the dizziness. Call 800-304-1684. That's 800-304-1684.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? when you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free and bring up anything at 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can visit freetalklive.com, and you can interact with the website. You can download a bunch of archives. It's all free. But if you want to support the show, you can become an amplifier. Or $3 a month. That's as little as we're asking for. And, you know, we're just asking. You can still enjoy the site for free even if you don't amp. But if you do, it makes a big difference for us, because the more people that amp, the more money that we have to advertise, market, and promote AMP Free Talk Live, to get Free Talk Live on more radio stations across the country and bring more listeners on board with the ideas of freedom. So if that's valuable to you and it's worth the cost of a cup of coffee or a burrito, then you can go to amp.freetalklive.com, use PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right on our website. Makes it easy. amp.freetalklive.com. So coming up, I mentioned activists sentenced to jail, and I guess they're not really activists because, Mark, it was a whole courtroom full of people. I want to get to that detail here in a moment. First, Daryl's on the line in San Antonio. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Hello, Daryl.
Hey, you guys were talking about the major party candidates not making the ballot in Virginia.
Yeah, that's what Julia said. It was Virginia.
I believe it was Mark said something about either Romney or Paul possibly suing if one of the candidates that didn't make the ballot somehow got a delegate.
Seems stands to reason, doesn't it?
Well, it would be almost impossible for them to get a delegate in Virginia, since Virginia does not allow write-ins in the primary.
Well, if they were put on the ballot, what I was saying is that if Virginia decides to, forget about their little process of getting on the ballot and then just goes ahead and puts Newton, Perry, and Santorum or whoever didn't get on the ballot, and they get votes, which they will, then likely they'll get sued because the other candidates went through the process.
Well, in that case, everybody should have sued the state of Texas after the 2008 election, because neither the Republican Party nor the Democratic Party filed their list of candidates before the deadline. Both
parties
had their convention after the Texas ballot access deadline for presidential candidates.
And what happened there? Did they bend the
later
rules?
Changed and put them on.
So they did change the rules after the fact. Interesting. And they didn't.
And nobody sued.
Every presidential election since 1968 has had multiple rule changes, if you will, to where people have sued and gone through court, and a court has wrote, "Yeah, you know what? This law is unconstitutional. Change it. Put this guy on the ballot."
Well, I guess maybe it didn't happen in Texas because they all screwed it up, right? Whereas in Virginia, Ron Paul and I think it's Romney got on the ballot, if I'm right about Virginia, where it's those two candidates got on the ballot, in which case they would have standing, I would think, to sue in that case.
Possibly, but the candidates that didn't make the ballot also have standing to sue because Virginia is one of the few states that has a requirement that petition circulators must live in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And elsewhere where similar requirements have been challenged, they've been ruled unconstitutional.
Interesting.
Huh. Well, I guess time will tell. But the last I heard about this story was the Secretary of State in that particular case had basically said, yeah, tough. You're not on the ballot. You blew it.
Rick Perry has filed a lawsuit.
Right. I mean, that's fine. But is it going to be resolved prior
it's
to the...
being expedited, so you know it's getting fast-tracked
gotcha.
Through the court system.
All right. And I guess we'll find out more.
If I had to take a guess, I would say that you know they will be put on the ballot, and whatever law is on the book will wind up having to be changed.
Mm. All right. Well, I guess we'll find out, Daryl. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. As we continue here, we will take your calls about anything. But, Mark, tell me about what happened where some courtroom somewhere people were arrested, the entire court?
Yeah, that's what happened. This is from CNET.com, written by Ann Broach or Broche. I'm not 100% sure. It was a normal enough morning in Niagara Falls courtroom with Judge Robert Restaino plodding through his routine batch of domestic violence arraignments, that is, until a ringing cell phone pierced the air.
Mm.
What followed was 2 hours of inexplicable madness, including the jailing of 46 people,
my gosh,
according to the New York State Commission on Judicial Conduct. In a scathing report Tuesday, the panel recommended the city court judge be removed.
No, really?
Yeah, it is amazing. But I think
wow.
that there's a lot to be said about you know what went on here. This is what it took to remove a judge. Now,
46 people arrested?
46 people. held in contempt, I guess,
well, wait,
or something.
They've recommended he's been removed. That
yes,
doesn't mean he is removed,
if the
right?
Judicial Conduct Board recommends that it's likely not going to be good for this guy.
Okay.
So the judge is quoted here. Now, whoever owns the instrument that is ringing, bring it to me now, or everybody could take a week in jail, and please don't tell me I'm the only one that heard that, Restaino said on the fateful morning of March the 11th, 2005. This is how quickly this is an older story. It's an older story here.
That'll happen sometimes. Yeah. Someone will post old stories. Did you get it from Free Talk Live or somewhere else?
I can't remember. It might have been Free Talk Live.
Okay.
But I think that this is, I didn't check the date on it, but I think that this is important.
It's crazy.
It shows the way that, once we get a little further into it, the way that bureaucrats react to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, so 46 people are going to jail on this. According to the commission's report, everybody's going to jail. Every single person is going to jail in this courtroom unless I get that instrument now, he went on. If everybody believes I'm kidding, ask some of the folks that have been here for a while. You're all going.
Jeez.
No one fessed up. The judge, who was set to deal with 70 cases that morning, called back the 11 defendants he had already released on their own recognizance and set extra bail. So he called back defendants that he'd released on ROR.
So he punished the defendants even though the phone call was coming in the gallery somewhere?
Somewhere in there. Hold on. You're getting the idea here. Take a listen, though. They'd all be released on their own recognizance and set extra bail. All told, he ordered 46 defendants be held in custody, according to the commission report. They were ultimately placed in crowded holding cells in the county jail, and some weren't released for a couple of hours. Although Restrenos chastened at length the defendants who claimed ignorance about the ringing phone's owner and accused the culprit of being self-absorbed for not coming forward, he never questioned any of the prosecutors, defense attorneys, court personnel, program representatives, or others who were present in the courtroom.
Who all might have had a cell phone on them.
Absolutely. I mean, I can imagine that the numbers of people that just, you know, these other folks is probably almost as large as the defendants, if not larger. The commission concluded that the judge here had no legal right to take the defendants into custody, had committed an egregious and unprecedented abuse of judicial power. One panel member, however, said that he was more inclined to pursue a penalty somewhere in between censure and complete removal, suggesting that the episode was a fluke, 2 hours of violent lunacy out of a person's entire professional life. What's the big deal? Of course, you know, it's very interesting. If you get in trouble with the judicial system, it's not like they take your whole life into account. They're just taking the one incident into account.
Oh, no, they took into account the criminal records of the people they sentenced today in Manchester.
Yeah.
Well, this guy has been arrested for possession of a controlled substance in the past, and because that clearly has not solved the time in jail he was had spent and not solved his problems, we need to give him more time.
Yes, because time in jail will solve you know, an addiction problem. That's going to work. So anyway,
The problem was their disobedience.
The judge attributed behavior to a certain stresses in his personal life, and you know, there you go.
So wait, I'm unclear.
Apparently,
he
was getting paid more than $100,000 a year.
I'm unclear on something. In the beginning, I thought you said that he arrested 46 or 47 people, but then later it was 11 people that were the defendants. What did I miss?
Okay, so there were some people that were already sentenced, basically right. Given ROR. They weren't. They were given a zero bond, release on recognizance. He called them back. And then the ones that had not been released on bond, he punished them too, basically saying, you're not getting anything until I find that cell phone.
So this wasn't the court. This was a court full of defendants. It was not like the public in the gallery.
Well, the public doesn't go to court generally. This isn't Keene, New Hampshire, where free staters go to hang out.
Sometimes your mom will come with you or grandma.
There were certainly some people in the gallery.
Did they get arrested too?
No.
Okay.
How could you arrest people in the gallery?
I've seen it happen.
Well, I suppose.
Yeah, they arrested two of my friends just a couple weeks ago for staying seated in the gallery, and they threatened the entire crowd with arrest.
But at the very least, and under those circumstances, they knew that the people were doing it rather than just arbitrarily assuming.
There's more coming up here at 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. Hour number three on the way. Bring up anything, Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.